It's the Mystery Science Radio Christmas Special.
And now, here with a special Christmas message, the immortal Elvis.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. This here is the King. I know I haven't been around much for a while, but I want y'all to know that up here in rock and roll heaven, I'll be thinking of you this Christmas. I'd like to give y'all a special Christmas message. A message of peace. Like, how about a little piece of that pie going by? Thank you. Thank you very much. Like I was saying, Christmas is a time of hope, a time of joy, a time for loving. And I sure would love a big slice of that feature you got there.
Christmas, Elvis, I love you so.
Elvis, I'm just a little girl. I'm only 9 years old. Why, I wasn't even born when you brought the world rock and roll. But my brothers played your songs, and they taught me to sing, too. So when I get to heaven, Elvis, maybe I can sing with you. I can almost hear us now, Elvis, singing Silent Night, Away in a Manger, and I Saw the Light. It really hurt me, Elvis, to see you go away. But I've got one consolation. I'll see you someday. Until then, Elvis, I'll sing your songs and just wish you were here. So Merry Christmas, Elvis, and a happy, happy new year. Merry Christmas, Elvis, I know. Yes, Elvis. By the way, if you don't mind, I wish you'd tell Jesus I wish him a happy birthday.
I bring you greetings from all Daleks.
Spend my Christmas with a Dalek and hug him underneath the mistletoe. And if he's very nice, I'll feed him sugar spice and hang a Christmas stocking from his big left toe. And when we both get up on Christmas morning, I'll kiss him on his chromium-plated head and take him in to say hi to Mom and frighten Daddy out of his bed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you.
Some more plum pudding and custard.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek, and if I make him happy, he will stay. He'll go and twiddle his eye, and then my little Dalek
Christmas tree.
Happy Christmas.
Mistletoe.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you. Merry Christmas.
I love you.
Happy Christmas.
You love me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you. Merry Christmas.
More black pudding.
Happy Christmas.
More custard.
Merry Christmas.
Cherokee. Cherokee. Cherokee, there's a teletype coming in, Cherokee. Cherokee. Cherokee, you might want to read this. Oh, he's sleeping. I can't believe it. On Christmas Eve, he's sleeping. How's he gonna see Santa or anything? It's madness. I can't believe this. I can't believe this teletype. It says, "Dear Cherokee Jack, stop. Your funding's been cut. Stop. Tea Party has taken over the world. Stop. They're angry at you supporting the Occupy movement. Stop. The Jefferson Airship of Love is going to be shot down and grounded immediately. Stop. Oh no, no, no. What kind of Christmas is this? I can't believe it. Torgo. Torgo, wake up, Torgo. Torgo.
What's going on here, Mikey?
Torgo, Torgo, this telegram says we're going to get shot down. Says our funding's been cut.
Who's it signed by?
It's signed by the master. It's signed by the master. We're doomed.
I'm just going back to sleep. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And that concludes the broadcast era of Mystery Science Radio. Stay tuned for our new programming, the B-Movie Bob Show, right here on this frequency.
Testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of Edward D. Wood, Jr.? Thank you.
And welcome, everyone. Welcome to the premiere broadcast of the B-Movie Bob Show, heard right here on this station. And what you just heard was the introduction and main title from the movie, the Tim Burton film, actually, Ed Wood, starring Johnny Depp, Martin Landau, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Patricia Arquette, Jeffrey Jones, and Bill Murray. And what better gentleman to start off the B-Movie Bob Show than to focus in on the King of the Bees, Ed Wood. Which really brings me to what this show is all about. I intend to play music from the B-movies of the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. Music that I find interesting, and hopefully that you will find interesting. And not just the actual soundtrack music itself, but related music as well. I think we'll stick with our Plan 9 theme and Ed Wood as well, and play the next song, which will be the theme song from a video documentary which was written and directed by Mark Patrick Carducci, called Flying Saucers Over Hollywood, a.k.a. the Ed Wood story, the Plan 9 Companion. It was an hour-and-a-half video done exclusively, how the film was made, a little life story about Ed Wood, and just about all the facts you want to know about the film. Interviews Vampira, Gregory Walcott, who was in the film, and a lot of other people that were had anything to do with the film or anything to do with Ed Wood, for that matter. Anyway, let's go right to the theme.
Can your heart stand the shocking facts about
Van Nuys?
Plead the guilty.
Your stupid minds, stupid, stupid.
Reward the innocent.
I'm a big boy now, Johnny.
Can you prove that it didn't happen?
In outer space, art or mistake, Plan 9 decide.
I am Plan 9 deals with
saucers seen over Hollywood.
The dead. Brought to a simulated life by our electrode gun.
Flying saucers seen over Washington, D.C.
You mean the kind from up there?
Inspector Clay.
Hero.
Tell the dead old man.
Tragic.
His dead wife.
Army Brown.
Oh, it's counterpart.
The Solarmanite.
The line.
The Solarmanite.
Over the Solarmanite.
The Solarmanite.
There we are. And the music for that theme was by Joe Moe and Mark Doten. Anyway, I think we should just continue with our theme here and play two songs from a CD by Josh Allen called The Worst. It's a new musical by Josh Allen based on the life of Ed Wood, the worst director of all time. Now, of course, this was never made into a musical. He just put out a CD and made it sound as if it was a musical. So let's start off with playing Kodak City Special. Vocals will be done by Josh Allen. And this is the adolescent Ed Wood, believe it or not, singing to his camera.
This is how I will hold my camera, Kodak put out this year. Focus my 16mm, future director's career. Directing has secrets, if I persist, I can surpass Orson Welles with a flick of the wrist. It's all in the wrist. This is the megaphone I'll shout through C.B. DeMille would feign. Lights, camera, action, all my actors, a canvas for me to paint. Directing is artful, simple and fun. I will make stars out of every bum I acquaint. Look at me, Ma, I've got a camera. What in God's name have you given your son? Let us pray. This is my Kodak City special. Wait till I show my friend. Cowboys and monsters, romance, popcorn, line up and let's pretend. Up with the sunrise, out on the set. The movies I'll make guarantee I will set a new trend. Look at me, Ma, I've got a camera. What in God's name have you given your son? Let us pray. This is how I will hold my camera. This is the megaphone I'll shout through. This is my Kodak City special.
Your movies sure confuse me. You're welcome to abuse me. Your spooks and zombies and your ghouls are mighty queer. So sincere. I want a star for Reddy Wood. Give me a part, sir, if you could. I want a star for Reddy Wood. Give me a monster if you could. Dear Mr. Wood, the others ain't too good. Me. I wish that you'd direct me. I went to drama school, but now I show my tits. Believe me, it's the pits. I'm having acting fits. I want a star for Eddie Wood. Give me a part, sir, if you could. Make me a monster, I'll be good. I want a star for good. I really am a bitch when I pull my switch. Write me a soliloquy, a sonnet or a prayer. Oh, such flair, I declare. We want a star for Reddy Wood. Give us a part, sir, if you could. Make us into monsters, we'll be good. We want a star for into monsters, we'll be good. We want a star for Eddie Wood.
And that was Strippers Audition, with vocals by Kim Pendleton and Jennifer Griffin from the CD The Worst by Josh Allen. And unfortunately, that brings us to the end of the B-Movie Bob show for now. Should you wish to get in touch with me, B-Movie Bob, my email address is bmoviebob@complexvariablesstudio.com. That's bmoviebob@complexvariablesstudio.com. And the snail mail address is the B-Movie Bob Show, P.O. Box 641, Stony Point, New York, 10980. That's P.O. Box 641, Stony Point, New York, 10980, and that's the B-Movie Bob Show. Tune in again next week for the B-Movie Bob Show. I will be looking for you. Will you be looking for me?
Five
1,272 years later.
Been waiting here for 5,000 years.
Captain Hill. Captain Hill.
Who are you?
It's me. Don't you recognize me? It's Torgo the White. I'm an ascended master now, in the presence of Manos.
What do you want from me?
I've come to take you for your reward, for your patience, for waiting all these thousands of years.
All right, then.
Isn't that what you want, Captain Hale? To be with Manos?
And how?
Come, then. All of your friends are waiting for you. Cherokee Jack, Mikey, Frank, and you know who.
The Master?
No, my Aunt Betty. She's Betty the White now, but they call her Betty White.
Lead on, Torgo the White. Lead on.